it's touched up because of the nature of the material, but also it's hard to put all these different pieces together. So we have to just, with patience, pick up what we can. We're talking about the two aspects of the Akedah that he mentioned. Obviously, this is not watertight. This is just one aspect, one way of looking at it. That's put down in the Mephoshim. The Akedah itself, which is the symbol of the Jew who lives as Kiddush Hashem and is Mesa Nefesh his whole life to be Makadosh Shem Shemayim, but he carries on living afterwards. Then there's the Ayil, the Shechitas Ayil, which is a symbol for the Jew who doesn't live as Kiddush Hashem, he's not Mesa Nefesh, he's caught up. His Karmav, his Blik was Svach Karmav, his Nechaz was Svach Karmav, his horns are caught up and he's entangled in the non-Jewish, non-Torah world, everything out there, and he is shechted as Kiddush Hashem, and he dies as Kiddush Hashem, and he brought the Holocaust as an example of this. There was questions, for sure there's questions, untied pieces here, which a subject that this is always going to have, so that's where you're holding at the moment. Remember, don't forget why we're here. We're beginning, we want to understand what the nature of Yisurim. What is Yisurim? Why is Yisurim? What is it fit to the whole structure of the Bria? That's what we're busy trying to understand now. And this is part of that understanding of what Adam Arishon did. Avram Avinu picked up the pieces and the avoid of Avram Avinu, which he bequeathed to us, that we have to deal with. In order to try and just give it a bit of something to get a grip on, just to get a sense of what we're talking about here, one of the many stories like this from the Holocaust, seventy-year-old assimilated Jew was there in one of the camps. It was right towards the end of the war. Oysa Kashish, Italech Kola Yom Vazak, Hakol Bashmati. He used to walk around screaming and shouting. We know, we've seen the pictures, we've seen the videos, what he didn't look like in the camps just before they were liberated. And he was going around screaming, it's all my fault. The people try to get him to explain, what are you talking about? But he wouldn't say anything, he was too embarrassed to talk and he kept quiet. It's all my fault. Eventually one of the guys managed to get through to him and he told him the following story. I didn't listen to my mother 50 years ago. My mother begged me, she pleaded with me not to marry a goya. What is my mother? What does she understand? She's old already, she doesn't understand. He married a German woman, Nachman of Islam. We had a wonderful life and we raised a beautiful family. I have children and grandchildren. One day my wonderful, beautiful German family got us together and they said to me like this, Abba, I tell you this. You have no sheikhs to us anymore. You have to go with all the other Jews. And they didn't just stop with words. Imagine the pain that a man feels when somebody, his own children and grandchildren, tell him this. And he is given, they handed him over to the Gestapo. Habonim sheli, my children, atzmiu besori, my flesh and blood of my own children, has given, they're the ones that handed me over to the Gestapo. Ishti sheli izgir oti, my wife. Kol ze hu bashmati. Hakol bashmati. It's all my fault. It's all my fault. Ima skina eiti v'lahavin har b'yosim. When I alay lishma b'kori, my old mother, that I didn't think understood anything, understood much more than me. And I didn't listen to her, I should have. Roshalamad, this is exactly what we've learned. Kasher inaten reshut l'umus ha'olam livnois Yerushalayim, l'achpides oilan or Yisrael, l'oyes ahavoschem, shal Yisrael l'kodesh Baruch Hu, and Yishuv afilu et ha'yudi ha'acharon. When the goyim are given reshus to put their yoke onto the yidden, to cause suffering to the yidden, that will arouse the love that the yidden have for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they'll come back to him. The last yid will come back. Even the worst, the last, the lowest. Gebilti yidach mimeni yidach. No one's getting lost. Kefi shenema gam imiyeh nidocha b'kotzer shemayim misham mikatzecha Hashem lokecha. Even if you spread out to the ends of the world, you're far, far away from anything, Hashem will bring you back. Hashem will bring you back. Gam esayudi hamitbolel hazeh ve'edomav hem yeshivu lekayev lamizbech lishchat ka'ayel. Even this Jew and many others like him, there were many, many hidden like him, when push comes to shove, they'll give up their lives. Kishchitas ha'ayel. Lamarot she'ein hu yodeh me'umem yodeh, so he knows nothing about his Yiddishkeit. And there are many stories from the Droshim, from the Yalkut, it's all the way through. Yidden had to totally assimilate it, totally, but when push came to shove, they gave up their lives, Mesilas Nefesh, for the Yiddishkeit, even though they knew nothing about it. He doesn't understand why he's dying, even not a clue. He doesn't understand what happened, he doesn't understand why his family, his German family, they seem different, whatever. He doesn't see himself as being different. He doesn't have das. He should have been like an animal, he doesn't have das. He died because he was Jewish. No reason why the Germans killed this person except for the fact that he was a Yid. And he was Makadosh on Shemaim, and he's a Kaddish. He goes to Shemaim, he's a Kaddish. Basha Zakeda Nema Oid. And the Kaddish carries on. Says, V'yikra Allah Malach Hashem Mena Shemaim, V'yoyme Avram Avram, V'yoyme Himeni. Says, the Malach called to Hashem and said, Avram Avram. And he said, Himini, here I am. Don't stretch out your hand to the youth, to the youngster, to the Yitzchok. Don't do anything to him. What's the double lotion here? What's the double lotion? Just don't do anything to him. Well, what's the double? What? Don't put your hand out to him and don't do anything. So the Chazal explained like this. The Yema al Tishlat Yadcha, the Sachin Haychin Haya, where was the knife? It says, don't push out your hand to him, where was the knife? Master Shalosh Damas Mulach Hasharis Rishichasas Vesichas Sakin. Three tears came from the Malachim and Rishichas Sakin and obliterated the Sakin. V'amalo achnekanu. Don't know what that means. V'amalo al tishliach yotcha el anar. Amalo eitzim many tipos dam. He said, don't stretch out your hand. He said, we'll just take a drop of blood. I just want to do something. Just a little, toughest dam bruise. Just a little tip of blood. Amalo al tas la mu'uma. Al tas lo noy mo. Don't do a mumma, don't mum it. That's a midrash and gezer. I'm not sure exactly what the word is. Let's just see how he explains it. I don't exactly know what the midrash is trying to tell us. V'liyah chazal eilu mitbayeh ki Avram v'yitzak avinu osu hachanot b'doylesh likras ma'isa kaida. We understand that Avram and Yitzhak did enormous hachanas. Unbelievable. Can you imagine the hachanas they did for this moment, for the akaida? V'teyem ha'richa b'kol prat m'prat shel hachanoisov shel Avram avinu. The Torah itself in the Chumash expands on the achonas that he did, the chavoshes, chamoyev, yatosh, eitz, ailo, Hola, Hannes, what up, Keith? If Avram said it was donkey and he went up and he took a wood and he, a lot of seemingly irrelevant information, then the Torah elaborates at length. We know the Sotan went to enormous lengths to try and prevent them from getting to the mountain. And Boba Maim and Nafesh, when he drowned, with the Mesilas Nefesh, Tsaru the Kras Akeda. With enormous Mesilas Nefesh, they got to their Akeda. They overcame enormous obstacles along the way. The Chayt, Halacha Shomel HaMalach, Kilo Yishlach Yod Chel Anar, Hay Avram Avinu Nyatsa, when the Malach, this is a bit like the Menashe, and if he's out today, even though is what he was telling a little bit, out of Pshat that he brought a little bit, where is he? Is he right? No, he's not yet. So Avram Avinu was after the Malach said to him, don't do anything, after all that preparation and achon and getting ready and you see there's no fish to get there. And then the Malach said, stop, no, nothing. So he was anguished by it. He was more anguished by that. Shaman didn't suppose the Corbin. What was he anguished about? Maybe there was a psu, maybe something was wrong. Shaman Lorichin is Atzmel Kuwait. Maybe he interpreted himself wrong. Maybe a machshava looked off. Well, the chayim rotzal kopoyim la'akri v'zitzak amin amarat. He wanted to be a little something just to verify that what he was doing was correct. Lo'itzim ha'metim ha'zdam. Ha'fakolosh baruch hu mona zois nimenu kufi shubi ala ala. As we explained that Hashem didn't even allow that. Ha'kolosh baruch hu mona mi'avram lasu is yitzak amin amurma. He didn't do anything to him. ונשאל את השאלה, מדוע באמס, אם בנו אברהם אבינו לעשו עסקיים, ומה בדובר כל החונס וכי היה לשוף? So Paka, why didn't you let him do it, and all the preparation of the whole mice was all just a big waste of time? נראה לי זה הפעימה שאמרו חזל, מחשב את טוב הקדוש ברוך הוא מצטרף אל המייסה. If a person has a good מחשבה, השם מצטרף את to the Maisa, when in Dumu Rabbi Seinu, ki b'inyan mitztaref la Maisa, nichdal ha'inyan shal Kodesh Baruch Hu lokech machshava shel Yehudi. What this means, mitztaref la Maisa, means Hashem takes a machshava that a Jew has, she ishteke b'kol libo la'asa his mitzvah. This has a deep desire, he wants to do this mitzvah. He's not doing the mitzvah because he's doing the mitzvah. He didn't put on tefillin this morning because he put on tefillin this morning. He put on tefillin this morning because before he put on tefillin, he was yearning to put on tefillin. He wanted to put on tefillin. On the way to wherever he goes to Davin, on his way to Shul, on his way to wherever he was going, he wanted to put on tefillin. He was driven to put on tefillin. I'm putting on tefillin because that's what he's been doing for the last 50 years. So he has a deep desire to do the mitzvah. Ach mitzvah yiselo yotze lapot. The mitzvah doesn't, he can't do the mitzvah for whatever reason. Ulema say yesh yudhi acha, asher chay mesa mitzvah kol ahidurim. You get another Jew, yeah, who kept the mitzvah all the Yidurim. But Moshe Yeshu Diyache, she came as kol ha-mitzvah, ed-ha-mitzvah, kol ha-yidurim, ach lo yishkoyku kusvim lo kisufim, but he didn't have any desire without any yearning. He just did the mitzvah like the guy that we were talking about earlier, the guy who put some tefillin. So you have two Jews. Verimtza Shishnayim, lo ase dover shalem. Neither of these two Jews did a shalem act. Why? Because he had the machshava, but didn't have the ma'aseh. The other one had the ma'aseh without the machshava. אז הקדוש ברוך הוא מצטרף את המחשבה של יהודי פלאימי עם המייסה של יהודי אחר. אז מה זה השם דו? He takes a מחשבה of the one year and he מחבז it, he joins it to the מייסה of the second year ויחדיו נחשב את המצווה הזו כזכוס אחד שלמה. Now they both have a שלם מצווה. So כלל ישראל כולו פעים משלמה. כלל ישראל זה just one person. כלל ישראל הרייבים זה many manifestations of this aspect that כלל ישראל is one thing. One entity. So he has a machshava, he doesn't do the mitzvah, he does a mitzvah without a machshava. Hashem says, let's get together. We two did a marvelous mitzvah, the best machshava and the best mitzvah. V'chein bin Yonah, so what's it going to do with us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lakach lakayach es hachonais, hakisoifim, ha'ishteike kus v'agagoyim, she'ishteike k'avram avinu lakayim v'hem es ma'isakeda. Hashem took all Avram Avinu's hachonas, his yearning, his desire, the pure machshavas, the unbelievable preparation that Avram had done for this mitzvah of the Akedah, but he didn't do the mitzvah in the end of the day. He didn't do the Akedah. V'tzimuf v'sol ha'maisa Akedah shel Yehudim shenishchitu v'niftov choy ka'eles ha'sodet. And he trains that machshava to all the Yidden that died as Kiddush Hashem, but they didn't know what they were doing. they know what they were doing. They didn't even know what June was. They don't know what they're giving their lives for. They were completely assimilated. Once a guy's driving his car somewhere in Eretz Yisrael down in the back roads or whatever, and a terrorist comes up with a gun, and shoots him and kills him. Why is he killing him? He doesn't want to steal his car, he doesn't want his money, he's killing him because he's a Jew. And that assimilated Yid who doesn't know nothing about anything, and he dies as Kiddush Hashem. He died because he was a Jew. I'm going into all the details now. But Pashtus says he's a Kodesh. He died because he's a Jew. Hashem takes all Avram Avinu's machshavas and preparations and achonas and kavanas. Who knows what Avram Avinu was doing there? And mitzvahs it to that Yid. Avram and all those generations of Shmad, Tzaytzov shel Avram Avinu, the descendants, the grandchildren of Avram Avinu, mitstafim yachad lebach nechoch lekorban ishe l'Hashem. All one big Klal Yisrael, all working together. So my kavanas and I can't do the mitzvah, or my mitzvah without the kavanas, it's only mitzvah. We don't know what Hashem's up to. This is what Avraham Avinu achieved at the Akedah. We say global yidach mimene yidach shelo yeh yudi sheyoch lotzeit mikesh advekes laKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey letzoyne v'hein shelo letzoyne. At the Akedah, that's what he did. No one gets left behind. No one gets lost. No one falls. Hashem has his cheshbonos, he has his unbelievable way of dealing with these things. With your ratzon, shelo beratzon. Kechein gam yudin shehu shelo leretzono dikei. He's not doing it because of his ratzon. Adarabi, he's very far. Klamer sheretzono eini meitel Hashem elokav. His ratzon is not tending towards Hashem. Because makom pnimis nishmosei bo eres and mishtokekes he has kriva. He's neshama. His neshama is so hidden he doesn't even know about it anymore. But it's there. He's a yid. He's got a yiddish neshama like you've got a yiddish neshama. He doesn't know what he's doing. The Yitzhar's got him. He's completely entangled and caught up. He's who knows what he is. Aval, at the end of the day, he's yif, and that neshama is yearning for that kiras elokim, and yearning to be an oila korban to Hashem, and Hashem arranges it. ופה סומי מהם דברי הרמב״ם ביוחס גירושין. אבל מי שתוק ויצרו הרע לבטל מצווה לעשה סבירה. פרמס רמב״ם, if a person, the Yetzer Hara gets hold of this person to get him to be מבטל מצווה or to do נבירה, ורוקו עוד שעושה דבר שחייב לעשה סבירה, and you beat him. You get the cops and they beat him until he does what he's supposed to do. Or he distances himself from something that's also to do. Ain't there honest no menu? That's not called honest. Elu who honest atzmei b'day tahara. He made himself honest with his evil machshavas by getting tangled up in the Yetzer Hara. Now he's honest to the Yetzer Hara. Therefore, this person doesn't want to give a get. You can't give a gift to force. You can't force a person to give a get. So how does it work that he doesn't want to give a get? So you beat him up until he gives the get. So why is that not called forced? Zeh she'ani reitze lagaresh, ma'achir shu reitze liyoyis mi Yisrael. He wants to be part of Klal Yisrael. Reitze la'ases is kol ha-mitzes li'vachek min ha-veiruz. He wants to do all the mitzes and to go away from the veiruz. V'yitzre hu she'tokfe, the Yitzhahu got a hold of him. V'kiven shu hu ka'at she'toshesh Yitzre. You beat him up until the Yitzhahu goes away. Vemi Rotzani, for Girush Ratzani, that's called Girush Ratzani. Because it's his Rotzon, a Jew's deepest Rotzon, Maidik Rambam. He's standing there saying, I'm not giving a get. They beat him up and says, okay, I'm prepared to give a get, I want to give a get. That's not called forced. That's called Ratzani. Because Nishma Tzat Muza, no? That sounds a bit weird. No. Because the deepest Rotzon of a Yid is to do the right thing. But there's layers and layers around him, surrounding him, Yetzer Haras and habits and all sorts of stuff, Ruach Shtusim that have got into his head, that prevents him from doing what he really wants to do. So you beat that out of the way, and then you get to his korotzen, and when you get to his korotzen, you'll see that he wants to do the right thing. That's a Rambam lalocha. Rambam's not teaching psychology 101 and philosophy. Yeah? The Rambam's asking halacha. Unbelievable. As a Rambam lamdenu kan kudi yisodis v'chashuva. Rambam's telling you something unbelievably fundamental. Yeah. Liboy upnimiyaisa shall call you deep shurim la'amo alaykov. The deepest inner essence of a Jew is bound to his nation and to his God. Even though his external appearance, hanhagas, behavior, speech doesn't indicate it, the inner core stays 100% pure. וכן כאשר מגיעים לאיס הפנימיוס על ידי החלושס כוח היצא החיצוני, when you get to that inner core by weakening the external יצא and the external physicality that he's entangled with, וכן על ידי מכוס או אינשם, either through punishments, יסורי, blows, אז מסגלה הפנימיוס האמיתיס, והיא רצון האמיתי שלו יסד בם, that's the real rotson of the Jew. You now magal at the ikarotzon. What you saw up to now wasn't the ikarotzon. There was all the external manifestations, the tumor, the reitzahara. What's lurking inside that Jew, in the deepest recesses of a yid, that's who he is. That's why you'll see Nefesh Chaim points this out, the Moedika thing. We talk about chorus. If you notice, everywhere in the Torah, it always says v'nichrusach ha-nefesh. And when the Torah talks about nefesh, it's specific. It doesn't use nefesh generically. If you mean the whole soul. The soul is made up of many parts. The three main ones we grapple with are nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Those are the main parts of the soul that we deal with. I'm grateful there's other parts that we, whatever, Kabbalah, higher things we don't deal with. But nefesh, ruach, and neshama. It always says the nechusa nefesh. The nefesh is always the lowest part of the soul, the part that connects to the guf, really. Ruach is the bechira, and neshama is really the higher aspect. Only the lowest part of the neshama even comes into the guf. The rest stays all above. Nichusu nefesh. The chorus is only the lowest aspect, but the ruach and neshama stay pure, they stay untouched, uncut, nothing. And then the nefesh Chaim says, and that's why the ruach can come down and reconnect the nefesh, even though there's been a chorus of the nefesh, yeah, chorus. But the ruach and the neshama are able to come and bring back the nefesh, because the ruach and the neshama never get detached from the higher source. Only the nefesh, and the nefesh is the lowest blood. The physical aspect of the human being. It has a spiritual nekuda also, I'm not saying not. Aval that inner core, the pnimius of the yid, the neshama, that can never get cut off. Not shy. Even chorus. Chorus doesn't affect it at all. It's a moedik chizuk to know such a thing. And therefore, many of us, you look around, you see many things they want. He's still a yid, he's got a Jewish neshama, never ever give up on him. How many yidden do we know? That will mamash mente share tuma, that will take mamash kadoshim, mamash beautiful kadosh tarayim. The whole Balchur movement, it's quite phenomenal. That neshama is there, and it can just be, it needs to be fanned up, it needs to be exposed, it needs to be given a little bit of gas, and that little part of that will always expose itself. That's, by the way, just as an aside, that's what Ahasuerus was after in Purim. He was going after that Makuri. He wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, but he knew what it meant to destroy Klal Yisrael. Not just go after the exposed aspects of Klal Yisrael. He was going after the Hester. Hester is, that's Megillah's Hester, the revelation of the Hester. He was coming to reveal and destroy that Eden Makuda. And Hashem gave him permission to do that. And had we not done Tshuva, I don't know what would have been. Well, that's what the war was for there, was that inner thing. That's why Yain, we drink wine on Purim, because he was going after the sod, he was going after the inner pneumius, and no one had ever gone after that. That's not a discussion now, but I'm just pointing out that's the milchama for the inner pneum of the Yidah, that's who we are, and in the lowest Jew, that's what I'm telling you. Because God's telling you, I'm not going to give a get, it's not with the Ratzon Hashem, you beat him and beat him, not just hit him once, you beat him as long as it takes. Then he says, Reitze Ani, yeah. Now we found the guy. Now we found you. But that wasn't you. Wow. Phew. Amazing. Mata chitzoini shela yeitza ho mamachase ezoa primiz nafshoi shela yudi. the external apparent apparition, the mask that the Yetzer wears, or masks that Yetzer's actions, that's what masks the shining light, the innerness of the neshama of a Jew. He's a descendant of Hashem Avinu. He's a kodesh hamuchan l'saf chay al kiddush Hashem b'kol rega. He's ready to be burnt alive as kiddush Hashem any moment. Kasher hu mesayel mesira is mimenu ma'at es machase hachomeres al yedei hatzor shehem ha'ein leislo. When hu mesayel, or Hashem in whatever form he brings it, removes the mask a little bit through the yisurim. He takes off that mask of Gashmias through the tzoros and the yisurim that he brings upon us. Or kanitzchi ein senet light, starts to fill that light that makes up the yid, that starts shining. Sheinu kabim loch shavoylam u'me'ir b'molo uzir v'tifata. That light never gets extinguished. It's always there. It's just hidden. You take away the mask. Shines very bright in its full glory. Kazei yisipur ha'meragash el yudi nuna b'polin. Shall train a show. You deserve nidbal the nitzrais. I'm going to tell the story here, see if we can. I don't know, we've got 12 at time, but let's see. There was a Jew in Poland, in the middle of the show, he was, he'd be baptized to be a Christian. The Olivet Kadem Busudam Hachivati, and he almost went up the ladder. A Yid who would convert was given a lot of opportunities and converts and talk, not always. Different to Kufa, sometimes they were mavazah by everybody, but they were Kufa, the church gave them a lot of money and honors and positions. Actually, Gile Mesheres Rosh Ir, he became the Rosh of the bishop of the town. Kifishinitin the Tzapus Nidhi, Rikbid Ezaila al Achiv Hayudim. Now, very often these guys were the worst enemies of the Jews. They understood what the Yidden were and they were able to cause much more tzad, Agmas Nefesh, for the Yidden than the Goyim could do. Gozeran Zeris Kashos Vachzoris Lorerachem, he put terrible, cruel desires on them. Vafich Lezecha Miribeli Antishemitim B'Tkfosa, he became one of the great anti-Semites of his generation. In the Agiyam Elchomos Ha'olam Ashniya, came the Second World War, a Nazi Kivshu Yisrael, the Gosho Renes Kol Ha'yudim L'Machanot. The Nazis sent all the Yidden off to the camps. But there are calls here, Gilos, now Nazi, Mashmu, Shirosh, Ayu, Yudim, the Nazis heard a story, a rumor, that this guy was a Jew that had baptized. And Kamu Vashalo Yisrael, Ibn Abkhoyna, Shmu, Shiyudi, Mishum, Ma, Shama, Yudi, Shtika. He kept quiet. And asked him, are you a Jew? Is it true? He wouldn't say a word. He kept quiet. Lohavala Yichish, he didn't say yes, he didn't say no. Not admitting, not denying. Achaim yamach shmoi lo vitu, the Nazis didn't give up. Shailas kashos aitochu aroshoi, at shehofchu liyos chakir shal mamash holchu v'achmiyos. They started interrogating him with blows and mamash torturing him. Besefer shal dover achlitu anazim lamid oise b'bivchat. He didn't give in. So the Nazis in Achshon decided they're going to give him a test. And we are also the Beit HaKnesses, mostly by the Sefer Torah, or the Lashlich of Sefer Torah in the other. They went to the Beit HaKnesses, they put the Sefer Torah in his arms, they told him to throw the Sefer Torah on the floor, God forbid. Or the Dreichalav, trample on the Tachman al Etzlan. In Tazos, in Tazos, on the Lord, so a Chocha, a Reni, Shein Yudi, if he does that, then he's not Jewish for sure. Or the Sefer Torah, Achuz, Beyad, a Potz, Lepet, a Reish, a Eir, Bekriyas, Gal, Vesimcha. But he's holding the Sefer Torah, this Jew that had converted to Christianity and become mamish anti-Semitic, one of the worst enemies of the Jewish people, burst out with simcha and dancing and singing. Todah lechem. Hashavtem li es yudati, thank you, you Nazis. You've given me back my Yiddishkeit. And he shlachti oto kekli shein chofetz bo, threw it away like a wasted vessel. Vatem achzartem li es, so you've given it back to me. Todah lechem. So this Jew went with unbelievable pride to his death. In the last minute, they killed him, I assume. Yep. That's what's going on in the Jewish people. Now, if you stop and think about that, when we're in difficult times, when we're struggling, you need to know that even though 90% of the Yidden today, we don't think, how could we bring them back? How are they going to do tshuva? You work in Kiruv today, you realize that there's a mamash kimat. Even the ones that are coming into the Kiruv sectors, and you have access to it, that's a mutual meal. Even them it's very hard to get into the Jewish today. Are we going to bring back the Gerim into Tel Aviv later anymore? No, Hashem will take care of it. they're all Jewish neshamas. And the ones that aren't Jewish, the ones that aren't Jewish aren't Jewish, and the ones that are Jewish, they're all going to come back because they have Jewish neshamas. They're all descendants of Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu agreed to what's happening today. Avraham Avinu never, ever, ever said, no, I don't want that to happen. Everything that's happening, Avraham Avinu gave his house comment to. Okay, Bessera Gamor. Yeah, Sunday I should still be able to learn. Could be Monday, Tuesday I'm going to be, I'm not going to, I don't know, we'll see. Okay, but Sunday, let's finish this chapter at least. And then we'll see afterwards what's gonna be.
Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi.
Have a wonderful Shabbos. Good Shabbos.